Charlie, would you give the invocation, please?
Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you bestowed on our community. And we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number two, City of Carlsbad Financials, August 2020. Ms. Salcido.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Thank you for being here this evening. I'm certain that you've had an opportunity to review the financials that are provided in your agenda packet. Therefore, I will only provide you with a brief summary of the city's cash position as of August 2020, the second accounting period of FY21. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $98.1 million and an ending cash balance of $98.1 million. The city's revenues of $16.9 million are $1.2 million favorable to the $15.7 million budget and 1% above target. The city's labor costs of $9.2 million are $510,000 favorable to the $9.7 million budget and 1% below target. The city's operating costs of $4.2 million are $2 million favorable to the $6.2 million budget and 6% below target. The city's capital costs of $3.7 million are $3.6 million below the $7.3 million budget and 9% below target. Overall, from the previous fiscal year, there has been no change in cash balance. This will conclude my summary unless there are any questions.
Question for Ms. Salcido. Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes, sir. Mayor, I would like to congratulate Missy Salcido and her team for the extent of the information provided, for the quality of graphics that we've been given. As we all know, we all see and learn differently, and the various forms of graphics are very beneficial for us. I'd also like to thank them for their efforts in the implementation of the new MUNIS program. As you can see, the depth of information that we have through that program, and I'm sure it took quite a bit of work to get that in. I'm really grateful and proud of them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Number three, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss D1.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council. D1 is a request to enter into a professional services agreement with Precision Fireworks for the July 4th, 2021 fireworks show at Lake Carlsbad. Precision Fireworks is the company that provided the show last year, and the city received many compliments on that. So,
questions or comments?
Motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes. All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number four, consider approval of Resolution 2020-36. A resolution approving the application to the Department of Interior for a Reclamation Water Smart Water and Energy Efficiency Grant for FY2021 to upgrade water meters for the Water Department. Mr. Lowe.
Yes, Mayor, members of the Council, the City is seeking approval to submit this application to the Department of Interior to upgrade water meters to an automatic radio read system. of the roughly 13,000 water meters, 6,500 are currently radio read. If successful, this grant would allow the city to add an additional 2,300 radio read meters. This grant requires a 50% match, which has been approved in the water department's current budget. So tonight we are asking for approval of resolution 2020-36 to apply.
Questions or comments from the council? We have a motion to approve.
Second for approval.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of resolution 2020-37, a resolution adopting the required community development block grant annual certifications and commitments. Mr. Lowe.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, this is a request to adopt the required community development block grant annual certifications and commitments. This is an annual resolution the city is required to adopt for compliance with federal regulations for ongoing CDBG grant projects. The current project is the renovation of Pate School, which will become the San Jose Senior Recreation Center. That project is currently under construction phase one, with Lasco Construction being the general contractor.
Questions or comments for Mr. Lowe? We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Number six, consider approval of resolution 2020-38, a resolution determining the delinquency of payment for water, sewer, and or garbage service as certified by the city treasurer. Ms. Salcido.
Good evening again, Mayor, Council. The city files liens every year against properties that have unpaid utility bills. This year, when we started the process, the accounts with outstanding balance in the lien process were 429. The dates of service were April 1st, 2019 to March 31st, 2020. The total dollar amount was $77,913. We sent out first lien letters on June 1st. Approximately $18,300 was collected with the first letter. A second lien letter was mailed out certified to the owners of the property on July 20th. Properties with a letter of no responsibility on file were not mailed a letter. There were 54 accounts with a letter of no responsibility on file with a total balance of $8,587. Approximately $24,500 was collected with a second letter. Currently, there are 132 accounts remaining with outstanding balances for a total of $21,496. Total collected was approximately $42,860. Are there any questions?
Questions for Ms. Salcido? Thank you, Ms. Salcido. Questions or comments from the council?
Make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number seven, council committee reports. Is there any of the council have anything to report?
Mayor, if I may.
Councilman.
We're really excited that late last week we got response from the governor's office that we will be allowed to have Christmas on the Pecos this year. So we're super excited about that. It's going to look a little bit different because of COVID, but we will have boats going down the river with people on them. So it's
good.
Great news.
Yep. Further comments from council?
Mayor, I have a
councilman.
This past week we had the National Cleanup Workshop. It was based out of Washington, D.C. It was all virtual this year.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little different, but it was several different speakers on about the DOE complex and the environmental management project, as how everybody's coming together as a team through these hard times and getting the job done, and not only in placing waste at WIP, but cleaning up the projects within the United States. So it was very positive. And one of our highlights was that, of course, our supplemental ventilation system at WIP, and also our sinking of the new shaft, which was mentioned several times within the conference. So that was always a plus, and to hear that from not only our group, but several other people out of the group as well.
Yeah. Not mention that JJ is a board member of the ECA, so we're very proud of you for that.
Thank you.
Anyone else? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? Jim? If not, we'll move to number 8, and I'd call on Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I move for adjournment.
We have a motion to adjourn in a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
We're adjourned.